The EU Parliament voted to approve what's being called Chat Control 1.0. And I want to be precise about what this actually does, because the framing matters enormously. The legislation requires communication service providers, messaging apps, email services, cloud platforms, to automatically scan user messages for child sexual abuse material, or CSAM. On its face, protecting children sounds unambiguously good. The problem, and it's a profound one, is that the technical mechanism required to do this scanning breaks the mathematical guarantee of end-to-end encryption.
This is not a case where critics are being alarmist or theoretical. The cryptographic community has been extraordinarily clear for years. Patrick Breyer, the MEP whose site is linked in the HN Post, has been one of the loudest opponents, and his statement framing this as children losing out is pointed. His argument is that weakening encryption creates vulnerabilities that bad actors exploit, ultimately making children less safe. The EU Commission and Parliament majority take the opposite view, but you cannot have end-to-end encryption that is also subject to scanning. Those two things are technically incompatible.
Right. End-to-end encryption means only the sender and recipient hold the keys. The moment you introduce a scanning mechanism that can read message content before it's decrypted by the recipient, sometimes called client-side scanning, you have created a surveillance capability that can be repurposed. The question isn't whether the EU's intentions are good. The question is what infrastructure you're building and who gets access to it over time.
From a policy and market standpoint, this is also a significant regulatory divergence between Europe and the rest of the world. Apple faced enormous pressure in 2021 when it briefly floated a client-side scanning proposal and ultimately backed away from it after intense criticism from security researchers. The EU is now mandating what Apple voluntarily retreated from. That creates a situation where services like Signal, which is built entirely around the premise that no one, not even Signal itself, can read your messages, may face a choice about European operations.
Signal has already said they would rather exit a market than compromise their encryption. And that's a meaningful test case. If Signal leaves the EU, that's millions of activists, journalists, lawyers, doctors, and ordinary people who used it for legitimate confidentiality purposes losing access to a secure communication tool. The policy debate often gets narrowed to CSAM detection versus privacy. But the downstream effects on press freedom, attorney-client privilege, medical privacy, and political dissent are substantial.
There's also a fascinating political economy story here. The HN thread has nearly 700 comments, and a significant portion of them are from European developers and citizens who are genuinely alarmed. The law passed, but there's a strong contingent in the comments arguing it will face legal challenge under the EU's own Charter of Fundamental Rights, particularly Article 7 on respect for private life and Article 11 on freedom of expression. EU courts have struck down sweeping data collection laws before, the original Safe Harbor framework, Privacy Shield. There's precedent for judicial override.
Separately, the EU Commission also found this week that Instagram and Facebook's addictive design features violate the Digital Services Act. That's a different action, but fits a broader pattern. The EU is aggressively using its regulatory authority to reshape how digital platforms operate for European users. From a business perspective, Marcus, this has to be creating real headaches for American tech companies trying to maintain unified product surfaces.
It absolutely does. Compliance architecture for European version versus everywhere else is expensive, complex, and creates consumer experience fragmentation. Meta has been navigating this for years with GDPR. Now with the DSA, the DMA, and chat control all arriving in relatively rapid succession, the compliance burden is substantial. Smaller companies building communication tools face an even harder calculation. Do you build and maintain a separate compliance stack for Europe, or do you simply not serve European users?
The HN community is also drawing some sharp comparisons to similar proposals that failed or were significantly weakened in other jurisdictions. The UK's Online Safety Act went through iterations that walked back some scanning provisions. The US has seen proposals like EarnIt repeatedly stall. Europe's passage here is notable precisely because the political resistance that killed similar measures elsewhere didn't carry the day in Brussels. That's worth watching as a potential template for other regulatory bodies that want to see this precedent established.